Passage 2. Competition. It is a plain fact that we are in a world where competition is going on in all areas and at all levels. This is exciting. Yet, on the other hand, competition breeds a pragmatic attitude. People choose to learn things that are useful and do things that are profitable. Today's college education is also affected by this general sense of utilitarianism. Many college students choose business, law, or computing programming as their majors, convinced that these professions are where the big money is. It is not unusual to see college students taking part-time jobs as a warming up for the real battle. I've often seen my friends taking GRE tests, working on English or computer certificates, and taking the driving lessons to get a license. Well, I have nothing against being practical. As the competition in the job market gets more and more intense, students do have reasons to be practical. However, we should never forget that college education is much more than skill training. Just imagine if utilitarianism prevails on campus, leaving no space for the cultivation of students' minds or the nurturing of their soul. We will see universities churning out well-trained, yet spiritless working machines. If utilitarianism prevails in society, we will see people bound by mind-forged manacles, lost in the money-making ventures. We will see humanity losing its grace and dignity. And that would be disastrous. I'd like to think of society as a carriage and people's pursuit for profit or fame as the horse that pulls the carriage. Yet without the driver taking direction, the carriage would go astray and may even end up in a precarious situation. A certificate may give you some advantage, but broad horizons, positive attitudes, and personal integrities, these are assets you can't acquire through any quick-fixed way. In today's world, where the highest level of competition is not of skills or expertise, but of vision and strategy, your intellectual quality largely determines how far you can go in your career.